Hi, I'm Jess.
And I'm Ryan.
And we are
the Iggy Parents.
Welcome to episode 42.
This is What I've Learned from My Dog.
So today's a very special episode for us because it's our second wedding anniversary.
Yay, congratulations. Is that the right thing to say?
Us? Good job. Yay.
Well, I'm saying it to you.
I love you? Is that what we're supposed to say?
Yeah, I do. I love you.
I love you too. So that's it. That's the sappy episode. We're done. Episode over. What I learned from my dog. But it's our anniversary today. Mm-hmm. And we thought this would be a really cool episode to explore because it's based on an old blog post.
Yeah. So this is a blog post I think that I wrote.
I wrote it.
You wrote. Maybe I had the idea for it.
Probably. And then... He's the brains of the operation, so I'll just do it.
Anyway, this is a blog post from last April and sort of ties into our wedding because of Adelaide sort of being a wedding present.
Yeah. So we wanted to do this blog post sort of as a note to Adelaide. Thank you for teaching us so much. I know we said the impact Adelaide has had on our personal and emotional lives as a newlywed couple in the first year of marriage has been life-changing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a great project for us to have together. But before we get into Adelaide and all that, let's take a little bit more time to be sappy.
Memory lane.
Yeah. So many of the listeners wouldn't, well, they definitely didn't know us when we got married.
No, because it was BA.
Yeah.
Before Adelaide.
Before Adelaide.
The dark times.
But it was a small ceremony. It was just our immediate family. So my parents and Jess's parents and her brother at City Hall.
Yep.
And then about a week later, we had a party with about 50 of our closest friends.
A lot of people that we had worked on shows with recently, actually.
Yeah.
Because we met doing a show.
Yeah.
So we kind of have
a musical theater show.
Yeah. The Wizard of Oz.
Yes.
We've already talked about that. So you probably already know that if you listen to the show.
Yeah.
But it was really fun to have even 50 people. And we had singing parties instead of wedding parties. So we each prepared a song for each other that we kept secret. We had secret rehearsals with our opposing friends. Ryan had a boy band and I had a girl band. And
yeah.
Well, mine was a cappella and I arranged it myself. So it wasn't a band per se, a cappella group. But yeah, I sang an Ingrid Michael song, Ingrid Michaelson song, The Way I Am, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I was like, this is so embarrassing. I was looking it up the other day and it came up and I was like, oh, The Way I Am. And it was on the Time Capsule playlist on Spotify and The Way I Are was also on there. Which is like Timbaland, just not Ingrid Michaelson. So then it just made me doubt what song I sang at our wedding party. So anyways, Ingrid Michaelson.
Yeah.
Love her.
And then I had a group. I had one of them arrange it for me and then one of them play guitar. So there was four of us. So
it was so good.
Yeah. But we sang your song, but the version from Moulin Rouge specifically.
Of course. Of course.
Yeah.
It was really great. But it's strange to think that we had no idea, of course, COVID would happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people haven't had the weddings that they're still waiting for.
Right. So we celebrated our first wedding anniversary by going to get takeout because that was kind of all we could do.
Yeah. It was kind of the strictest lockdown that we had in March and April.
Yeah. But now 2 years later, we're still here, still in Canada. We thought we'd be in New York by now.
That was our initial plan, to move straight to New York City as soon as we could.
Mm-hmm. So we've been waiting for a green card to come through for Jess, and we'll be moving. We've talked about that. And New York has been a big part of our relationship. So as much as Adelaide has been a part of our relationship, this planned move that we have has been as well. So we were on a trip a couple of months after we got married when we first thought of getting Adelaide. We then, a couple months later, took our honeymoon trip to New York for our honeymoon. And while we were there, we saw Moulin Rouge, the song.
Oh, yeah.
That I sang. I was just trying to tie it back into the actual wedding. But
aww.
Anyway, so maybe we can get into our little background story of Adelaide.
Yeah.
Just to keep the sap going.
More about the dog.
Yeah. More of this personal interest story. And then we can talk about the blog post and what I've learned from my dog. Now, dogs.
I know. Big game changer here. The blog is 2.0. Here we go.
Yeah.
Well, starting with the story of Adelaide, she was sort of a wedding gift for us. We never intended on getting a dog in the beginning. I will say that we did care for a dog together. My old roommate had Maisie, the toy poodle, who was our Toto in Wizard of Oz. So Ryan and I had watched Maisie and we took care of Maisie for a while together, but she wasn't our dog.
Mm-hmm.
So in the time where we didn't have Maisie anymore, I know I was still working as a dog walker. So I still had dogs in my life and I was grateful to have dogs in my life. And after that, we got married and I don't know, we were looking for something to work on together and we weren't ready for kids. And we thought, well, what if we got a dog together? You know, and we got to choose what kind of a dog we wanted and we could choose it for my allergies and our lifestyle and this plan we had to move to New York and everything was, you know, going to plan. We thought, what kind of dog would fit into our lifestyle? What could we take care of? Ryan Googled Jenna Marbles dog.
Because I didn't know what kind it was, but
I looked up Seth Meyers.
Right. Because you're like, I think that's the same kind of dog.
And I love that dog.
Mm-hmm.
Frisbee Myers. So this is a not traditional story, but we actually found our breeder very quickly online.
Yeah, contrary to what we recommend. Like, don't follow our story. Follow our advice.
Everything we did kind of would point to something that could potentially be a puppy scam, which is something we're going to talk about in the future on an upcoming episode, hopefully soon, because we've been having a lot of problems with puppy scams. They're out there and they're taking people's money. They've been using our photos, taking them from Instagram and trying to sell people these dogs that don't exist with promising photos of what our dogs look like. And one, that feels creepy and violating. Two, people are getting scammed of their money. And three, it's heartbreaking they don't get the dog at the end of the day. And maybe they've been researching and looking for months or even years, and they think that it's a legitimate breeder, and then bam, not. So going off on a tangent here, but we're going to have an upcoming episode about puppy scams.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
And with our story, it happened all so quickly. You know, that's something that could be in the realm of a puppy scam, but absolutely not a scam. And we found our breeder. Thank goodness we were able to meet our breeder. And we had scheduled a couple of appointments that week to meet puppies. And after meeting our breeder, we left and we canceled the other appointment.
Yeah.
Because going to see her, meet her, and actually seeing Italian Greyhounds in real life, we got to see the litter of puppies where Adelaide came from.
Yeah.
So this is where the crazy timing happens. It's not very often that you locate a breeder, contact them, and they've got puppies available coming up in a couple months. That's not something that usually typically happens. Usually you have to be on a wait list for a while, and then it might take months or years. But lucky for us, it was a perfect fit. We were there to take one of the female puppies. So that's how we got Adelaide. And I'm so grateful because we didn't even know that much about the Italian Greyhound breed, but our breeder's very responsible and made sure to ask us the important questions like, does your lifestyle fit with this type of dog? Do you know about the health problems? And her explaining how they health test, genetic testing, all of that kind of stuff, we really knew that we were in the safe hands of a reputable breeder.
Right. And if we had gone to this other one that what seemed to be maybe an accidental breeding that happened, like we wouldn't have had all of this great knowledge that we have.
We wouldn't have had the history of the family and how healthy the dog might have been.
Yeah.
That was a big wild card for us. So I'm so glad that we stumbled upon this amazing, amazing place to go.
Yeah. And I'll just talk about Phoebe here and say, in contrast with that it was very soon after Phoebe, we were thinking about getting her at the beginning of lockdown for us. So kind of this time last year.
Kind of when we wrote the blog.
Yeah.
This blog that we're talking about right now.
And there's something like in the last paragraph of this blog post that says like, maybe we could learn more if we had a second dog. but then it wasn't until November that Phoebe actually came home. So that is a much more realistic timeline for when you would expect to get your dog.
Right. We had a couple of litters that didn't take and, you know, disappointment with that. But knowing that everything's being done to keep the dogs, you know, healthy and happy. And
yeah, and now we have the perfect fit with them. Yeah, it feels like.
Couldn't have been luckier. Yeah. Enough of the sappy stories, Ryan.
Yeah, okay, let's get into the meat of this episode.
Which is still sappy, but...
It is, yeah. But we're going to try and pull the lessons that we have learned from having a dog. Specifically, we're going to talk about courage, faith, and follow through, patience, presence, trust, selflessness, and forgiveness. So those are kind of the categories we're going to get into. And just what having a dog or having this specific dog, dogs.
We're getting into it.
Has taught us. So
as a newlywed couple.
Yeah.
And now 2 years. Mm-hmm. Hey-o.
Okay. Should we get into the first one?
Let's do it.
Okay. You start.
So I think a big question of getting a puppy of any kind or introducing an animal of any kind into your family is, am I ready for this? So in the topic of courage, faith, and follow through, how would we know if we were ready unless we took the plunge? It takes a certain leap of faith and a strong bond with your partner to take on something as fierce as an Italian greyhound puppy or any dog in particular. So I really think that it was scary at first. And I'd be lying to say I thought everything was going to go perfectly and we're going to have no hiccups along the way. But you just got to take that leap.
Yeah. And we decided on the day that we met the puppies that we were going to get one of these dogs.
Right. We didn't know for sure.
Yeah. Going, we didn't know. But after we met them was when we really decided.
Not every day is easy as an Iggy parent. But knowing that you've got a partner to help make the journey go a little easier is comforting, as well as comforting when getting your second Iggy.
Yeah, knowing that you have the support is really nice between the two of us. But
not to say that you can't get an Iggy on your own.
Yeah.
But in particular, this topic for us today is just how we're here for each other. So if you are doing this on your own, amazing. But I think a big question of that is, do you have anyone in your life or do you have sort of a plan for what to do when you need support? And mm-hmm. maybe that's self-care. Like maybe you need to take time for yourself and make sure that you feel supported, whether you're a single Iggy parent or you have a partner.
Getting Phoebe was a huge leap of faith for us because there was a lot of question marks about it, right? There's some things that we're more confident about, but also would they get along? Like, would she be okay because of COVID? We didn't know.
Quarantine puppy.
Yeah, we didn't know what not being able to go out and socialize would do to her or for her. And maybe that would mean it would be harder to leave them. We had work and jobs we had to go to.
Right.
Unlike kind of when she was coming home. And if it didn't work out, we're not talking about just our feelings. We're also talking about Adelaide's feelings.
Right. Like if the girls were bonded and for some reason we weren't able to have both of them or vice versa, they didn't get along and we were trying to make it work and forcing something. So I think we were really lucky with how it all went down. But I think that the courage and faith aspect here of us sort of diving into this adventure together was like taken to the max when getting a second puppy.
So you can't talk about having a puppy without talking about patience. So we definitely had to have patience with the puppies. So this is like patience when you're trying to teach them things, right? When you're doing training with them. Patience when they make a mistake, when they
make a messy mistake.
Or if they go and rip something up, or if they get into something. Like you have to be patient with
the example, dog. For example, Phoebe chewed on the cord of Ryan's headphones, and he's currently recording this episode not listening to his own voice.
Yeah.
Because the headphones are broken. Oops. But gotta be patient.
Yeah, so I can't get mad at Phoebe for one time not putting the cords away like I could have, should have, and not.
We'll get into that with the presence.
Yeah, but not every moment is going to be perfect. So like we say, sometimes it's going to be messy and sometimes it's going to be imperfect. Because you're doing it together. So say you are doing some sort of training and you're teaching the dog that sit is a certain hand gesture and you say sit and they do it and they can then get to the point where they can sit without even saying it, right? You can just do the hand gesture. That's great. You can get to that point. But then if your partner teaches them a different hand gesture, then it gets all screwy.
Yeah, you have to have a united front when it comes to training methods. And something like positive reinforcement is super important for us. Mm-hmm. And our training wouldn't work if someone decided that that wasn't the method they wanted to use and we had sort of a confusing method. So I think that we worked really hard on preparing for Adelaide to come home so that when Phoebe came home, we kind of were stuck in our ways already. But maybe that's another problem altogether. Yeah. Getting back to patience, though. We learned in puppy school the importance of waiting for your pup to respond or give you clues. So sometimes you might ask or cue for a sit, and your pup could take a full 30 seconds to react. And 30 seconds doesn't seem like much, but it feels so long in practice.
Right, when your dog is just sitting there staring at you, not knowing what you're wanting from them.
Yeah. So it's in these moments that we've learned the value of patience. You ask for sit and you see the wheels are turning. Sometimes Adelaide would even cry. Of course, it appears that she's crying because she doesn't understand or is wanting to be successful so badly for the treat reward. And she just doesn't know how to do it. In this painstaking moment, these 30 seconds or so, we wait. We wait for her to figure it out. We wait for her to give herself the chance to be successful. So many times we wanted to rush it. We've repeated the cue or changed tactics. I know I'm so guilty of doing that. Ryan's always reminding me, Jess, take a breath, be patient, you can do it. But what we've learned is that simply waiting has its rewards. It's a challenge in communication. And I think that's a huge lesson for us as a newlywed couple. Can we even say that anymore if we've been married for 2 years? I don't know.
I'm not sure. I don't know.
Second wedding anniversary questions for you.
Yeah.
But I think that both of us have become way better at communicating than ever before in our lives. Mm-hmm. And I think that we have the dogs to thank for that, because there's no messing around with a dog. If your dog's trying to tell you something, you got to wait, be patient, listen, figure it out. And I think sometimes in a relationship, those things can get muddied because you both speak English, you both speak your language, and you can say words, and yet still sometimes messages don't get across. So I think that this is a huge one for me, patience. I need to learn patience in my life, but also learning it from the dog. I can just see how valuable it is to really be, wait, just wait.
And now that we have Phoebe, it's interesting that we have learned patience from Adelaide because it takes patience to teach her things. But now we're seeing how patient she is with Phoebe.
Mind blown. What? The trainee has become the trainer.
Yeah.
What?
That, like, we take for granted how calm and mature Adelaide has become. And she is even calm when it comes to Phoebe, right? Phoebe will, at some point, has too much energy. And then Adelaide just leaves her be. She walks away.
Even if she's being unfair.
Yeah.
Even if she's sitting down on her head.
Yep.
She just takes it.
Adelaide's great.
She's so great. We need to learn from Adelaide. Yeah. I'm still learning from her. I think as well, I need to learn patience with Phoebe because she's a whole new pup. And sometimes we try and see her and just compare it to how Adelaide was. Mm-hmm. And we don't see her for being a whole new different dog. And I need to be patient with her and also like with the idea of waiting for her to develop and get to the point where Adelaide is now. Like I see Phoebe walking and I think, oh no, she's not as good as Adelaide was at that age. We must be doing something wrong for her to not be doing it right. But it's not that at all. And we just have to be patient and trust that the journey is going to, you know, develop in its own way. And she's not Adelaide. Phoebe is her own dog. So, you know, we got to be patient with that as well.
Yeah. And she's also being raised at a very different time, right? So this expectation of where she should be or needs to be is comes from the wrong place. It's not the way that we should look at it. But I know that it's very easy to do that as well, because there are a lot of things that do happen at the same time, like her weight. Like we always compare how her weight compares to where Adelaide was at 10 weeks 4 months, 6 months, 7 months, right? We compare the weight, or we talk about her having lost all of her teeth now, and she has all of her adult teeth, and those things that are natural and kind of come...
Stages.
Yeah, that come at a specific time. But this behavior part of it comes at a different pace for every dog.
Yeah. We're also going to be having an episode about getting a puppy during quarantine, mm-hmm. a COVID puppy, if you will. So look for that episode on the horizon as well. We've noticed some habits from Phoebe that we think are potentially linked to not being able to socialize her properly because of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if we got her at a different time, she might have. But we love her how she is. Yeah. One of the biggest things that we've noticed about Adelaide is how fully present she is with every breath. Like, unlike humans, dogs have this ability to be in every moment as it comes. So as it hits them. Like, we as humans find this fascinating. So you might even have noticed that if you see a dog on film or on stage, they are captivating to the audience because you never know what the dog is going to do because the dog is fully present with the moment as it is.
Yeah, there's nothing inhibiting the dog from being its true self in that moment. Present.
Right. So there's a certain intention that she has with everything that she does. She wants that toilet paper roll from the bathroom, so she's going to go get it no matter what it takes. Yeah, there's a certain determination with the presence, right? There's nothing stopping you from feeling like you need to be doing something or not doing something. If it's what you feel like is right for that minute, then you go and do it.
This sounds like impulse control problems. It does.
Yeah.
But it's also like living in the moment. So yeah, she goes and gets that toilet paper roll, but she's enjoying it. She's not off somewhere else in her brain. You see her and she is fully enraptured by this toilet paper roll. And I think that's really cool. That's something that humans often miss out on. We're so constantly thinking of something else while we're in a moment. You're sitting in a meeting and you're thinking about your grocery list for after. You're, I don't know, in the middle of a workout, but you're actually thinking about a snack that you want to eat. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And another way that Adelaide has taught us to be present is, I don't know, like indirect, but it is effective. And it's because if we are not present, for example, if we just come in the door and kick off your shoes, or you're getting ready for bed and you just throw your socks on the floor.
Ryan. I mean, sorry, I'm not supposed to call you out on our anniversary.
No. She will go and find them, right? She will capitalize on you having not been present.
Yes. So it's kind of like we have a present alarm in our lives every time we're not thinking and we do something a little, I don't know, not carelessly, but when we're not thinking in the moment, Adelaide catches us on that, you know, rings a little alarm. Hey guys, you left this out. Hey, you left this out. And it might be something as simple as socks on the floor, or maybe it's something really dangerous and we left chocolate out, something that's dangerous for dogs to eat. So there's a wide range of things that it might be, but I think that it makes us faster to get back into it if we've got these little reminders from Adelaide. Hey, you guys didn't do this. You forgot to do this. And indirectly, it makes our house, our home, a little tidier, a little neater, and maybe makes us better listeners to each other. Hey, can you make sure to put that back up on the shelf? Mm-hmm. Adelaide tried to eat it, etc.
Right. Even more of a reason to follow through with what you need to do.
Yeah, I think we've become more aware of our actions because we have this other roommate. We now have two roommates. Adelaide and Phoebe, and they're here to remind us of a lot of things. Adelaide can tell as well when our attention is not fully on her. Of course, we can't spend every waking hour with her as much as she'd like, but the moments that we do choose to be with her should be meaningful. We can take that as a lesson as a newlywed couple to be fully present in our chosen moments together. So for me, I think this translates to putting my phone away when we're together, or Ryan turning off his YouTube videos, or, you know, turning off the podcast. And in the long run, we find benefits from being more present and aware in our daily activities, and especially with each other. So fun activities become more enjoyable, and challenging moments create more learning opportunities because you're really in it. And if something's wrong, you deal with it as opposed to being off somewhere else.
And then with Phoebe, it's really fun to see her excited by things that either Adelaide doesn't care about anymore or that Adelaide never really cared about. So seeing her fascinated is kind of fascinating in and of itself. And one of those things is there are certain noises that
all Phoebe, noises.
Yeah.
Really?
But if someone on a TV show is speaking in a really excited way, it can perk Phoebe up, or sirens on TV as well. Or
babies crying.
Yep.
Doesn't like it. Gets all worked up.
Mm-hmm. Right. She gets on high alert and she wants to see what's going on.
She thought McSteamy was on the other side of our door last night.
Yeah.
Nope. He's just on Grey's Anatomy, not behind our door. So the last thing on the topic here of presents, I will say that inviting in our second Iggy, Phoebe, I think we kind of take for granted that Adelaide is entertained by her, or they entertain each other. So we see them go off and play together and we think, oh, great, like Adelaide's babysitting or whatever. They're having fun playing by themselves. They don't need us. We'll just leave them be. Nope. This is where we can't forget to be present, because maybe they're playing and it's just fine, but then one gets bored and the other then goes into destructive mode and finds Ryan's headphone wire and chews it up. Or Phoebe, when she was a puppy, they'd be playing together and she'd have an accident. She'd pee in the middle of the floor. So these are moments where if we were really present with them and we didn't forget to pay close attention, we would be able to catch those little slip-ups. I think it just overall means that we want to be more present with them. Even when they're together, we don't want to become complacent. They're fine on their own.
Our next topic here is trust. So it's really a beautiful thing when your dog stares you in the eyes because they know that they can trust you. So one of the biggest ways that I have seen this is Adelaide really trusts you to hold her. So she trusts you to hold her. She falls asleep in your lap. And this trust is not something that happens without effort. And we know how valuable the quality training time can be, because it was during the first month that I got to spend so much time with Adelaide, because Jess was doing her 200-hour yoga teacher training.
And was teaching 9 classes on top of that a week. Oh my goodness.
So it was a lot of time that Adelaide got to spend with me. So I think I had an easier time bonding with her.
Yeah. And for me, I prioritized finding times where I could bond with her as well. And I would do training sessions really early in the morning, and I'd be the one to take her out of the pen in the morning. And maybe we would take her on walks together, but I would try and take the lead on things like that, because I knew that Ryan had just spent all day with her.
And this trust that you build with your dog, like you can know what it feels like when they trust you. This is applicable with relationships with other people as well, because now more than ever, you have to trust that the people you're around are doing what they say they're doing, right?
sounds incriminating, but it's true. Like,
yeah,
with COVID, this whole concept of bubbles, if you're from our area, at one point our government was saying you can have multiple bubbles. Or sorry, you have a bubble. See, it's confusing.
Yeah.
You have a bubble, and within that bubble, you can see a certain amount of people, which I think was capped at 10.
Hmm.
But the problem was is that people misunderstood. And instead of 10, it's those 10 people, but those 10 people could also see 10 other people. The bubbles were growing to like over like 100 people. So you think you're only seeing 10 people, but your exposure is actually 100 people,
because,
for example,
each of those people is seeing other people.
Yes.
And they're not supposed to be.
Right.
And that's really where they've tried to get the recommendations to now, anyway, that you are not going out to see anyone. And you have to trust that the people that you are seeing and interacting with and have to go see, depending on what it is, that
right,
that they
people
are,
you work with, or
yeah, that they are being safe, same as you are.
Right. It's a weird time to live in.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. And I know we'll look back on this in the future and years to come to think of how strange this is with your relationships as well. But it's true. You have to trust that your partner and your closest people have your health and best interests at heart.
And with the dogs, you can really see that Phoebe trusts Adelaide. So it's really nice to see that bond between them. And Phoebe has never really been scared in the way that Adelaide is, because I think she has that support system there. And so if Phoebe has ever hurt herself, it doesn't end up in a big cry, a big
Iggy scream.
Yeah. The same way that it might have with Adelaide when she was all alone and just distraught by what was happening. But there are times when she looks to Adelaide, and Adelaide being there gives her strength.
Yeah. They really do trust each other. It's beautiful to see. So in the topic of trust and who you surround yourself with, I think that Ryan and I have really seen the value in finding sort of a support group, if you will, for us as Iggy parents and as well as human beings ourselves. But we have a really good relationship with our breeder, and we've gotten so much of the information that we share with you does come from our breeder because she's a rock star and we're definitely having her on the show. But she has the dog's health and best wishes in mind. And I think that Ryan and I are very fortunate to have families that are very close to us. And they have also shown a lot of support for us as Iggy parents and individually. They love our dogs and they have been able to take care of our dogs for us in times where we cannot. And I think that it's just important to have some kind of support system. I know that the subject we talked about was trust, but I think that having sort of a support system that you can trust, someone that's reliable, dependable, and really cares about you and your dogs is important as well.
Our next topic is selflessness and compromise. I feel like compromise is like a compromise between selfishness and selflessness. It's like not going all the way.
I'll make a compromise.
Yeah, I'm not going to be completely selfless here, but... but there are some things that have changed since Adelaide joined our family. Mornings start earlier.
Yeah. And often, maybe right? In the past, we wouldn't have thought to change our lifestyle like that. But, you know, you do what you have to for your dog.
Mm-hmm. And for Phoebe recently, we again had to start waking up at a specific time because she was having stomach problems when she would either not eat right before bed or stay in bed for too long.
Right. Her stomach was empty for too long is the recommendation from the vet to make sure she doesn't go so long without food.
Mm-hmm.
So now we give her a late night snack or we have to give her breakfast early in the morning. But again, that changes our habits.
Mm-hmm. And we made these decisions with her happiness or their happiness in mind. So putting their needs in front of our own feels like a good life lesson that we can take into our marriage, but also into life in general with other people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, you gotta look outside of yourself to give your puppy or your partner the help that they need. Sometimes compromises have to be made. And in the end, it all feels worth it knowing that your puppy or your partner has your back. I know I definitely feel that way. And when we were nervous to bring Phoebe into our family, we knew we had each other and we knew we had that support system, that it was going to be okay.
Phoebe is somewhat struggling with compromise.
Not to say we're perfect, but
yeah,
definitely Phoebe's having a little trouble.
Yeah, she growls and she gets possessive of certain toys or the certain lap that she's sitting on right now.
Uh-oh.
And it's something that we do want to work on with her, but Adelaide can be a really good role model for this because she does generally let Phoebe win. I think Adelaide's just happy to have her around. So if this is the conditions of getting to have another dog around, then that's fine, right? That sometimes I have to change whether I'm sitting on mom's lap or dad's lap.
But yeah, she always puts up with it. And mm-hmm. I think that that's like a big sister thing. She's doing a great job. We're on our last topic here, what we've learned from our dog, and it's forgiveness. So I think this is a huge one. Living with a puppy and a puppy Italian Greyhound is a daily exercise in forgiveness. Adelaide is the little shark that bites. She will find your socks. She will eat your hair. But what can you do in these situations? It's our job as parents to try our best and teach her what's right with positive reinforcement training. Dogs' memories are not the same as humans' memories. So whatever might affect us emotionally in the moment is it's not going to mean the same to the puppy later. So we can't hold grudges. We have to practice forgiveness. We've learned not to hold on to the past and to take every new day as it comes. Every day brings new challenges and another chance to give our pup the benefit of the doubt. It doesn't hurt when Adelaide is the master of puppy eyes. I guess she's giving the crown to Phoebe, though. Phoebe's got those puppy eyes.
Yeah. And as a married couple, I think we have a lot to learn from this practice of forgiveness. So, of course, it's different when it comes to relationships because there's a more equal standing between
people speaking the same language.
Right, exactly. But just the act of forgiving is good practice, right? You practice it with your dog and then you can bring it into your relationship. So it's like flexing a muscle, and we're working on building our relationship just like we did with Adelaide, something we work on every day.
We're also practicing forgiveness because we're going through puppyhood again, guys. Phoebe, puppy 2.0 here. We have to forgive Phoebe for a lot. And especially considering, like we said, COVID puppy. So we'll get to that in another episode soon. But I think that forgiving Phoebe is just another exercise, and every day's a new day. Even if there's poop on the floor, and even if someone threw up on you or, you know, stole your socks.
Yeah, it's still not going to change what tomorrow is going to be like with them, because like we were saying, they're so good at forgiving and being present, being selfless, and like all these things that we've said.
Yeah, I think so too with the current time where we are. There's a lot of habits that we all have in our lives that have changed. There's a lot of stuff that the world has thrown at us that we've had to change and adapt. And I think that's like the biggest thing about humans. You know, we adapt and we change and we just have to keep surviving, right? But not just surviving, also thriving. And I think that for us as a couple as well, the pandemic's really drawn us closer together. We've had so much time in the same space. For a long time, we were just in a one-bedroom apartment and didn't leave the apartment sometime for like weeks at a time, only walked out on the balcony. So I think that all of these sort of lessons that we've learned from our dog and now dogs, you know, they're in hyperdrive. We've got a hyperdrive? Overdrive?
Yeah.
I don't drive.
They've been fast-tracked. Yeah.
Fast-tracked, yeah. We have to, you know, work on them extra hard because we are in each other's space and we're getting thrown so many challenges. So I'm really happy that we decided to bring Phoebe into our lives, as that's the most recent addition to the family. But I can't even imagine now life without Adelaide or Phoebe. How do you feel about it, Ryan?
Yeah, I feel really the same, that we are the people we are, or at least our relationship is what it is because we've had the dogs.
I thought you said that New York was all about our relationship.
I said equally between the dogs and New York. And for the last year, New York has not been a part of our relationship. So.
No. But that's okay too, right? Like we said, changing, adapting, going with the times. But we got each other. That's the biggest thing I've learned. Yeah. You and me, babe.
Well, do you want to end off this podcast by reading out the little letter that we had written at the end of our blog post?
Yeah, letter to our dogs. Dearest Adelaide and Phoebe, you have taught us so much about being parents, Iggy parents, and about how to support each other. You have taught us to keep the house a little tidier. You've even inspired Mom to sew for the first time in over a decade. There have been one too many holes in your bed. For better or worse, we are grateful for these practical lessons as well as the emotional and personal lessons we've learned as a couple. We love you. Thanks for listening to this emotional journey of ours. We'd love to connect after the episode. I know our DMs are always open for conversation, and this one was a little more emotional, personal on our end. So thanks for listening, and we've got lots more episodes coming on the horizon, lots more dog training tips and, you know, COVID puppy experience, puppy scams. It's all coming. Till then, thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to this episode of The Iggy Parents.
If you enjoyed what you heard here today, we'd love if you left us a review. 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts help us get discovered by new Iggy parents and dog lovers alike.
You can subscribe to this podcast wherever you're listening or wherever podcasts are found.
Our new vlog is going up on YouTube featuring Phoebe's journey through puppyhood.
Don't miss out on every pup date by subscribing to our newsletter at theiggyparents.com/newsletter.
As always, this podcast is brought to you by The Iggy Parents Shop. If you're looking for another way to support what we do here, check out our merch at theiggyparents.com/shop.
And don't forget to connect with us on Instagram by sharing your thoughts with us and your friends. Tag at the Iggy Parents, at Iggy Adelaide, and now you can even reach us at Iggy Phoebe.
Bye for now from Ryan,
Jess,
Adelaide,
and Phoebe.